Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from our epistle lesson, Ephesians 3. Here Paul writes, "To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places." For many people, understanding God's plan of salvation has always been a struggle. But the message of Epiphany is that the mystery that God had hidden has been revealed in his Son. In the words of our Old Testament lesson, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." The light has come into the world. And that light has come to chase away the darkness. And that light is Christ. The mystery has been solved. The aha moment has come. God the Father utilized the words of the prophets, the dramatic movements of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the visual symbols and aids like the crossing of the Red Sea, the 40 years in the wilderness, the temple with its sacrifices, all to give clues to the ultimate mystery, the salvation of mankind. Yet even after God broke into human history to reveal this salvation through his Son, the work of God the Father was still a mystery. And so St. Paul writes in our text today concerning the mystery of Christ. This mystery was passed down through the generations of Israelites, who later became known as the Jewish people. It was so intertwined with their history that many felt that salvation was only for the people of Israel. God's people, who were given all these clues, assumed that salvation would remain a mystery to the other nations. Was salvation for the Samaritans? Was it for the Romans? And today, what about the people in Asia, in Africa, South America? And even closer to home, is salvation meant for those people living next door to us who have grown up living in the darkness of this world, clueless to the mystery of eternal life? Unlike mystery novels that a person can figure out what the plot is, who is the one who did the dastardly deed, the story of Christ remains a mystery until God revealed it in his Son. Mankind, since the fall, has prided himself in his self-sufficiency, in his independence from God. We see that throughout the pages of Scripture. And today we marvel at people who attempt to be independent from God, who have no interest in the mystery of God. Regardless of mankind's treatment of this mystery of God, this plan of salvation, God did not change it. From the first time that he made that promise in the Garden of Eden, that mystery was set in motion when God spoke those words to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." There are many characters in this mystery. There are the patriarchs, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. There's Moses and Aaron. There are the judges, the kings like David and Solomon, and all the prophets. All of them lived in the expectation of a mystery yet to be revealed. And then comes the climax, the mystery revealed in the events of Christmas. In Christ, the Father has brought the clear truth of his will to bear on the lives of mankind. This is the plan that had been hidden for ages. Jesus now comes as the light of the world and has broken through the darkness of sin, death, and despair. But there's more. And now, in Paul's words, we find the fullness of this message of salvation is now revealed. Paul tells us this mystery is that Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The message of salvation was formerly a Jewish message, and one connected to lineage and heritage. And now Paul is making it clear that Gentiles are just as much a part of that gospel message as the Jews. Jesus brings with him salvation for all people, now and into eternity. This is the message of Epiphany. Paul says, "To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." The unsearchable riches of Christ. Forgiveness of sins. Life everlasting. Victory over death and the grave. We are all recipients of these unsearchable riches that are ours in Christ Jesus. Mysteries are often shrouded in darkness. The gospel message of Jesus Christ is meant not to be a mystery, not to be shrouded in secrecy and darkness. The eternal plan of God is that all people might be saved through Jesus Christ, through his death, through his resurrection. This plan set out by God has been fully realized now in Christ. The mystery has been fully decoded so that we all have confidence and the assurance that the word is true. The message is no longer hidden. The mystery is resolved in the light that has come into the world to dispel the darkness. This mystery, hidden no more, shines forth for all to see. In this world, the light of the gospel shines forth in Zion, his church, the New Jerusalem. That light draws all people to that light. As the prophet wrote, "Nations shall come to your light." That light that is the church is the light of Christ that shines through the proclaimed word of God, that shines in the water of baptism, that shines in the bread and the wine of the sacrament, The church shines with the light of Christ as it reveals Christ, the light of the world, to a world that is still shrouded in darkness, disbelief, and despair. And you are the light to the world, as you have been given that new birth in the water of baptism, as you are kept in the light of the gospel by the preaching of the word, as you are sustained by the body and blood of him who is the light of salvation. Give thanks that the light of Christ has come to shine the light of salvation in this dark world. Give praise to God that the mystery of salvation has now been revealed in his Son, Jesus Christ. Give thanks and praise to God that this revelation is for all. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.